Yeah,
Amway. And he's the diamond. When you talk about diamond, when you refer a guy, he's a triple diamond. He's a millionaire.
Oh.
See, he reached up to the point there. He worked hard. So what it is now, he's just sitting on his butt and doing, traveling, playing and whatnot because money is coming in, right? And because of the way he had approached his job and the way how he made it so, by sponsoring couple go right down the line. And naturally, when I save you money, you make money. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
See? And Philip, that's the reason why I went, because I wanted to see, hey, what is Amway is all about? You talk so great about Amway. And this year, I'm not telling you Amway. That's what Amway get to offer. This is all the network.
Oh, yeah.
What Amway get to offer, see? That's how big Amway is. So this is me. See? And if I sponsor all my...
Wait, this is all Amway?
That's right. That's right.
Wow, they
that's
get
right.
some big on the
yeah,
network, yeah?
Yeah, for real, I'm telling you. And that's what really, I'm amazed of this company. You know, they talk about Amway, they talk, oh, this and that, Amway.
Everybody think Amway is just a kind of cleaning and...
That's what it is right there.
it's soap and...
Yeah, it's proving. And when we went to this convention now, we're talking about the diamonds. All the millionaires is talking about buying a spaceship to go up to space, up there. They plan to buy a spaceship.
No kid.
This is true. They're talking about it. And if this guy buy a spaceship to go up there, and then what then? They're the first company going to buy one spaceship to go bring people up there just to go visit the moon. Can you imagine that? That's what they got to offer, all this.
Terrific, yeah.
Terrific, yeah. Yeah, big company.
How long have you been there?
Well, Philip been in for a year and a half now, and he sponsored me with about almost 4 months. Yeah. And he sponsored my son, John, the one I told you he just graduated about 85, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And John is really have this drive in him too. Because I'm telling them, because John, he's working as a construction, right? And he's making $14 an hour. And $14 an hour, that's big money. But yet you're busting your butt, right? And I said, John, for how long are you going to be working like that? You're young, yeah. You're strong and this and that. For how long are you going to do that? See, now if you go into Amway and make the kind of money, you can make triple what you make. Construction. Because this guy, Tosh Taba, he received two checks every month. One check, he received like $10,000, $10,020-something. That's one check.
Uh-huh.
And the other check he received is $12,000. That's another check.
Uh-huh.
So he received two checks a month. See? And, hey, this guy, he don't have to work. And that's what it is. And he studied his business when he was only 51. See?
Mm-hmm.
And he's 57. He's 2 years older than me. See? He's a millionaire. He's a Honolulu man. We 2 months ago we had meeting over here in Wailua. Go, mommy, go. Mommy is in the room. Go, mommy. Noran, pick this boy. Go. And that's the reason why I have this drive, because what I'm selling vacuums, and I try to help people to save money,
uh-huh.
and yet you still can make money to save people money, because if you buy a vacuum in let's say Woolworths or Long's or Sears, you're not gonna spend that kind of money that Amway get to offer you, see. You as an Amway member, and you can buy them a wholesale price,
mm-hmm.
and you save money. And if you sponsor another couple below you, and you still can make money yet on top of that.
So you pick what. So if you want to sell, you gotta pick what you're going to sell.
All the Amway product if you want, because we have our own catalog. See,
mm.
And like because Philip is a distributor, he's a salesperson. So if I need something, because since
then
he sponsored me, he the one supply me. So I just tell him, hey Phil, you know what? I need this, I need that. Okay, he order for me. He do all the paperwork.
Mm.
I don't have to do anything. He do it all. See, he's gonna make money. And when I order one big volume of items through Amway, and then I make money too. See? So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, it's so interesting, but to get up there, Ken, you really gotta get this drive in you. No, no, mommy is inside the room. Go, go. Lorraine! Oh, go, go, go outside. Go. Come on. Go. Go. Behind. No, no, go behind. Go this side. Go this side.
Okay.
How come this boy stay here?
I got you back.
that boy is something else, but guys. And that's the reason why I try to tell my kids. Well, first of all, I tell them how important it is to go to school.
Uh-huh.
You know, first to me, school is really important for education, right? And because when my time was when I came, I come from a family of 16. And when my dad told me that I had to quit school and help support the family, that really hurts me bad. And I sent my sister and my brother to school, in which they never fulfilled their obligation. They never even continued the college.
Mm.
But that's why it really hurts me, because, hey, I cracked my ass now for these kids here, my sister and brother. And they never get no college education. Now, if I went to school now, I really wanted to continue my school now. But I had to quit because, you know, can tell you daddy, hey, I don't want to quit.
Mm.
If your dad tell you, you got to quit, you got to quit, right? So, now I'm telling my kids how important it is to go to school, you know, see? And then if they reach to that age, now they reach 18, and then if they want to live on their own, they want to go on their own. I cannot tell them, hey, you know, they get their own life, right?
Mm-hmm.
See? But I tell them because...
Wait, try to, you know...
Yeah, right. How important it is, yeah?
Important, yeah.
How important it is if you have your education, because it's not for me, it's for you. See. But if as well like John, if you're working construction and you're making $14 an hour, John, sure, it's good money. Good money. But for how long?
But he's going with me, then? Huh?
No, it's Bernie.
Bernie.
Girl,
going
yeah,
with me.
Bernie is going with my
daughter.
Okay, Rob.
Oh, okay, Jimmy.
Okay,
yeah, we'll see you. Yeah. All right. Take it easy, yeah?
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Have some holiday.
You too. Yeah. That's my grandson's father. Well, anyway, you know, that's what it is. When, tell them there's a lot of good opportunities out there that where these kids can go for it. And if they don't want to go for it, and then... And if you don't want to go for it, I don't want to force kids, you know.
Yeah, you cannot force them.
Yeah,
more
right.
They
fight back. And you see, like, when my time was, I wanted to go to school. And I didn't get that opportunity, you see. And then after that, what happened? I work hard, and help my dad, you know. And then all of a sudden, as young as I was, and then I met my wife, and then I got married, see? And then we've been having kids. I never get even an opportunity to even go to night class or anything, because I was busy having kids, see?
That's right.
And,
so lucky, full-time
occupation. Yeah, right. And now that I feel I got all these kids there, I said, gee, if one of my kids can show me that I really do my job, that one of my kids has finished college, you know what I mean? But
well,
I get
your,
two more left. Yeah.
That's your dream, like.
Yeah, that was my dream. See? And now I get two more left. I get my Christina and Lee. Now, Lee is going to be a sophomore, and Christina is a senior. So, I'm just praying hard.
You don't know this, you might go at the other.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I'm just thinking. See, like Mario, he got three kids. And now he's with the air guard, and he was taking night class. Was good, because you know what? He realized that how important it is to have, at least to have something beyond that what he didn't get. And my wife been getting after all these kids. Tell her, what are you going to do after you graduate? You don't know what they like. But you see, Nora is the one that really pushed this kid. You got to go because it's important. You're gonna go to school. If you're going to go to school, and then we're going to help support them, right? And if you're not going to school, and if you're going to work, I think it's best that you go find another place to stay. Because you're 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we try to, you know, give them this opportunity. If we can help them, we'll help them. If we cannot, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, even the hardship we get, we can manage to, you know, send a kid to school. Because there's something as, you know, loans for students. Because we found out how to go about it, because like my oldest daughter, Geneva, we sent her to Seattle U. Yeah, she was in Seattle U for what, almost 3 years, and then she decided that, she told my wife and I that she wanted to go in the military. But she was smart. She was smarter than us, but we got mad because we had spent that much money there.
Mm-hmm.
We borrowed money from to the loan company and sent her to school. And I said, what happened now? What's going to happen to the school? Don't worry about it. But she was really smarter than us because when she went in the military, she made the military pay for her school.
Oh,
how you like that?
Yeah.
Eh? She was very smart. Until today, she's a nurse now. She just made her E7. She's been in for 12 and a half years now in the military. You know.
She's the oldest one.
She's the oldest one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's still going to school while she's doing her work.
Yeah.
See how smart she is. Well, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad that she think like that.
Mm-hmm. She knew.
Because when she went in, because of her college, right, she got her stripe right away. Because she went to college.
She had
right.
The years, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You see? Then you get the promotion.
The promotion, yeah. And that's what it is, Ken. And, you know, I feel good about it. At least, you know, I get one daughter that, hey, thinks, hey, this girl is smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when she told us that, don't worry, Dad. Don't worry about it.
She knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing, too. That's why.
How many years you working plantation?
36 years, Ken.
36 years.
36 years.
Wow.
And that's the reason why you just said that, see, boy, I just like to retire now. I like to retire and just enjoy life.
36 is long.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why is because, it's not because I work hard and I raise all these kids. I think I feel that I think I deserve this now, that my kids are big, yeah, and everything is going easy between me and my wife. And I just was telling my wife the other day, I said, it would be real nice, no man, all the kids would move out, and no more this noise, yeah? When you come from work, and you know why? Because you can relax. You come home, you don't have to hear this extra noise. You know, you don't have to hear these kids making noise. You just can come home and relax and enjoy your house now.
I don't know, but you know, people live last. Yeah. After everybody gone, they feel it too, you know.
Yeah, well,
I'm too quiet too,
yeah.
No good.
Well, because as I said, the reason why I'm saying this is because, and if I like noise, that's the reason why I like retire now, because I want to go have noise and then I'll go take a trip. Like I go to my daughter's place or my son's place, you know, this and that. But for here, I want to just be safe quiet now. You know, I just like come home, relax. And I just like put my pants on, put my shoes on, you know, dress up and just go out, just drive off. And nobody holds
me back.
How many
more years do you have to find?
I get seven more years.
So you're just 50
or 50? 55.
Maybe 55.
55. Like seven more years.
And Nora, how does that come?
We're both, yeah.
Both same
years. Yeah, same years. Yeah. And, you don't know, Kenny.
How's the plantation situation nowadays then?
Well, you know, to me it's still the same, is because, you know what, you see how people like that, when they hear rumors about NFAC is going to close down, it's because they're getting a hard time with sugar, they cannot sell the sugar.
Mm.
That's not it. Because NFAC been spending too much money. And I don't think NFAC can go down the hole now, because they spend millions and millions of dollars, you know, for build that, you know, that conveyor right across the main highway. They spend big money.
Mm.
And you see what it is now, I think, you see, Mr. Walker, like, just give up, okay, but they got somebody, and they had this hui, these people mm-hmm. borrow and back. See, and then just from just a couple of weeks ago, we heard from Arab reporting people that they're not gonna close down Sugar.
Amtrak is a parent company.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're not gonna close up Sugar. These guys here is still gonna run Sugar. See, and what they're gonna do about that? They're gonna close some land, get rid of some king land, and then they're gonna make like business areas, like selling houses, land, you know, for subdivision and all that sort of business, like yeah.
And you were with for Lihu Plantation?
Yeah, I worked for Lihu Plantation. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Split no one time.
Yeah, right. You see, I worked for this company, Grow Farm. You see, when Grow Farm pull up, not actually pull up, because Grow Farm, well, you see, Dave Brett, he's a president for Grow Farm. And because his father-in-law was a sick guy, Sam Wilcox, he's one of the owners of Grow Farm. They're the owners of this plantation. And somehow he was a sickly man. And you know, he just wanted to give up raising cane. And so his son-in-law Dave right now, same in that situation. He's a sick person and he don't care to run the Sugar. Mm. So they gave up the Sugar. So look what is Grow Farm now. They got this big shopping center. They going into making like
different
yeah. And they're making money. They really booming this Grow Farm. They're making subdivision, they're selling land all over the place. You know, making subdivision.
Yeah.
So they
slowly they're going out.
Yeah, right.
They don't merge with the kind of McBride.
Yeah, well they was merged with McBride one time. Right. Yeah. And then so because Grow Farm had closed down, so McBride now take over part of the lease of you know, the land of Grow Farm. They lease all of Grow Farm land. So you see Grow Farm is growing like now you see now they're making this new area now. That's gonna be part of the recreation.
Oh, the
place.
One,
yeah.
So right up of
yeah,
the
up of that shopping center, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that,
it's all the fence around.
Yeah. You see, that's gonna be they're gonna have this big. If you read in the newspaper, it's gonna have a big bowling alley. It's gonna be like 32 lanes. Yeah, and they're gonna have shooting gallery, I guess. Some kind of shooting gallery, and then they're gonna have like a big tennis court area, indoors and outdoors.
Oh.
I think they're gonna have like tournaments of people from all over the world come and have.
It's like a port stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And besides that, they're gonna have other kind of business stores in between there.
Oh, they will make a shopping center.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're gonna make them big. So Grow Farm is big. Kukui Grove gonna be big. See, and then across that where the cane truck cross. The other portion, there's another portion down below, right? Another piece coming towards this side, Puhi. If you notice that, they're working on one area now, right?
The down one. Eh?
The down one. So there's another piece this side.
Moab.
Yeah, Moab coming towards this side.
Oh yeah.
Puhi, yeah. If you notice that, well, they're waiting until they harvest that bigger cane, and then that's gonna be all business.
This across Kilohana, is it?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Oh, that's what that was private. That's what they have on the road that goes there.
Yeah, it's a private road that goes in the nursery. The nursery is in the back. But I'm talking about that piece, that front part.
Oh.
That's going to be another business area. Yeah.
Oh, really growing. Right?
Really growing, I'm telling you.
And like down here, how's about that housing?
Yeah, you know, as I said, this is all Grow Farm. This is all Grow Farm because Grow Farm is big, owned by Wilcox, yeah?
Mm.
You see. And Wilcox is God. And that's the reason why when Grow Farm had closed down, I really wanted to stay with Grow Farm, yeah. But somehow, you know, they pick your name and they tell what employee is going to what company and this and that.
Oh.
So my brother was lucky. They keep him here because he's a welder too. I'm a heavy equipment operator, but no matter, you know. But this was, in fact, our seniority, we don't lose our seniority. We carry on our seniority to the next company. So that was really good. See, if we had to start over again, I would tell, okay, I'll work for the state or somebody, you know. And I worked like 25 years and then I resigned. But since they didn't knock up our seniority, I said, okay, I'll take it. You know, actually, when these guys fold up, I applied for the airport, you know, for one job. And I got the job as a janitor.
Or at the airport.
At the airport. And this guy, Mr. Foster, he's the manager over there. And he offered me the job. But you see, the same day too, New Plantation called me up. And they told me that, oh, you start work Monday. And I had no choice. I had to take New Plantation.
Vicky is still working. Okay, bye.
And that's the reason why I said, and then lucky thing I called up Mr. Foster and I told him that, you know, all what happened, and that he was happy for me. He said, hey, Vic, take the job. Because you have medical, you have this, and you have family, and if you start from here, and then you start from scratch, and then, like, if you would be patient, you keep your seniority up, right? And he really pat me on the back, because he felt pity for me, because when he found out, when I filled up the application, he found out, 13 kids, God, all right, I need it, boy, you know, and that was it, see? That's the reason why he gave me the job. I thought, hey, don't give me the job because I get 50. So, but he was nice, you know, to offer me the job.
Yeah.
And just the same day, lucky, you know, New Plantation called me up. He said, hey, you start Monday, you know. So that was it. Yeah. And that was really a lucky day for me. You know.
So New Plantation is still mostly sugar.
Yeah. Well, right now they're going into raising eucalyptus tree. And they got into raising like cocoa plant. Cocoa plant. I think cocoa, yeah?
Chocolate,
yeah? Yeah. No kid. I'm telling you. Like Luke McBride. McBride is going into cocoa plant too, and they got into macadamia.
I see some macadamia.
Yeah, right. But mostly they're going to this big volume macadamia nuts, right? And then they're planting few of the cocoa. But here, New Plantation is starting with cocoa plant.
I heard they get some that kind. They some tea too.
Yeah, tea plant, yeah. They have it down close side. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, well, it's all right, you know. It's all right if they go into that situation, go into different kind of type of, you know, raising this thing here. Providing everybody a job, you know, they offer jobs to them. Mm. But you see, like, Kauai is growing too, so in years to come, Kauai is going to get a lot of jobs too, you know. And but I noticed this young people today in Hawaii, they're not staying here in Kauai, in Hawaii, because I talk to a lot of these young kids, especially the kind of kids that went through college and they finished college and they're planning to get married, and they want to stay here, right? But they cannot afford. The reason why is what? Because the expense of the house is so sky high that he cannot afford. You try to look like my son. He applied for this house right here. And they asked him for $10,000 down payment for the house.
Oh.
And they asking him like $850 a month. The guy can't make it. And he got a good job. He make like $23,000-$24,000 a year. He can't make it yet. That I can't make it. I bought this house here. I bought this house and the house and lot. I bought them only for $23,000. House and lot now. Can you imagine? We was lucky.
Before
we was lucky, I bought it. I finished pay off this house. You see, that's the reason why I'm going. You know, I'm making this extension because I told my wife, you know, we get a little bit more money, so let's close up this garage, extend them, and then, you know. When the family come home, at least get a lot of room. They don't have to go check in hotels and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we get everything going for them over here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I really, you know, like to take care of my kids. But as I mentioned earlier, right now, I don't need this extra noise, you know, because I'm getting to that, already close to that stage that I'm going to retire. but I enjoy the kids. I really love all my grandchildren. I really love all my kids. Because I think my kids, I get good kids. They really respect my wife and I. And I see all my kids like the sisters and brothers. That they're really just like,
You're close,
and your family close. Yeah, and that's what it is, because I'm happy because I guess the person that I should give praise more is my wife, because she stayed home. With all the 13 kids, she stayed home and raised the kids. And so look, only just 3 years ago, she started working. See, because Lee is 14 and he's going to be 15. And when I told her, I said, hey, nobody's home. Why don't you go look for a job? You want to go work? And then, you think I should should I go? Hey, whatever.
You gave up all the old campsite. You're raising pigs left.
Yeah, no, I'm still raising pigs.
You still get
there? I still raising pigs. Well, because again, it's my hobby. I'll never give up that. It's in me because I guess I was raised as a farm boy, and I like to get into that groove.
Mm-hmm.
Because where I started was Bernie's dad, you see, Sakura.
Mm. Mr. Tokuda.
Yeah, Tokuda, yeah. And he inspired me of, you know, raising pigs.
Oh,
yeah, and I used to go down to his pig pen all the time, which I was raising, like, I was raising myself, I was raising, like, ducks. I was raising chickens and turkeys and rabbits and whatnot. But I never get a chance of raising pigs because I look this guy's raising pigs. Hey, really get into me, see? So, Mr. Kakuda was telling me that, you like raise pig, you know, somebody will give you a pig, I give you a pig and you can start from there. But I said no. But after so many years, and then this guy gave me one pig, one of my friends gave me a pig, that's where I started. You know, I started from there, you know. And then ever since when my kids were young, and it, actually my boys was into 4-H, so that was really good.
Oh, so they wanted, yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Project for them.
Yeah, project for them. And because I raised chicken, ducks, and rabbits like that, that it was all under 4-H, so I got the boys get into that, so I had all my sons in with 4-H, and so they got into 4-H for how many years? All my sons went through. So that's the reason why I continue. Well, to me, I don't think I'll ever give up raising pigs because
you enjoyed it.
I enjoy, yeah,
It's hard work.
It's hard work, but still, then, but still, yeah, my Lee still helped me a lot.
Mm.
You know, even he grumbled, but he helped me. Sometimes the bigger boys come around and say, hey, Dad, what? You need help? I said, I need help every day, you know. But they're all right. They help me a lot, so it's not
so
too bad.
So only pigs, then, you know?
Yeah.
You get ducks and stuff like that?
What happened, that's the reason why I don't raise ducks at all, is because I had about almost 100 ducks in there.
Whoa.
And you know the back of the, where my lease land, there's a big river in the back there. And then I just let the ducks go wild because they multiply heavy, right?
Yeah.
You know, and somehow a pack of dogs came. They killed every single one of the ducks. They just bite them and they just kill them.
Maybe after the camp it closed off, all the
yeah,
dogs
might probably them. Because there was wild dogs already, you know, and that really had you know, kind of make me lose fight already. So till today I said, I'm not gonna raise ducks. I don't want to go through all the hassle. I just let the ducks get all rotting because we'll pick up all the ducks and throw them away. And because it was way in the back, so not too bad, you know. I think just rot, just let them rot.
What river was the back there?
There's a big river come from the mountain. You know that back reservoir. That back river, well actually the mountain water comes into this ditch that supply this reservoir. And that reservoir goes, there's a branch off that goes down to the valley now. And that valley, that river comes to my place, my lease land.
Yeah, where he end up, the river?
This because he end up right going down to Hulia Valley, into that big river down there.
Yeah. The Hulia stream that kind.
Yeah, right. But that's miles and miles and miles, you know. But you see, my waist, the peak of the waist don't go down to the river because I get my pan way up high up in the ground, you know. And that thing don't go down to the river, so, you know, not too bad, you know. So there was this Japanese boy, this inspector, his name is Kenneth. He's a young boy, and he come every so often, you know, just
a butcher.
Come, check, you know, because even I'm not selling my pig to anybody, you know, because it's home use. The policy is you got to cook it slow because of bacteria, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know, when you got to save the family health to it by not eating kind of pork that not inspected.
And I don't blame him, because if the pork is no good, and then they're going to tell him, you know, throw away this meat, this is no good, this is beef. I like to eat pork when it's tempted, you know, it's respectful. But now, Ken, because of my situation now, I hardly eat pork now. I hardly eat beef. So what I eat mostly in my diet food is, I eat like a lot of vegetables, a lot of soup, like fish, yeah, like fish. And I hardly eat rice. I eat bread, I gotta eat certain kind of bread. And I eat, if I can eat baked potato every day, I'll eat one baked potato every day. And that is good for my health too. Yeah. And so
rice not no good?
Well, he said rice is good, but I don't want to eat rice, you know. Because already, I guess I used to not eating rice already.
Oh.
You know? And because I eat one small baked potato, I'm fuller.
Yeah.
Because what I eat with my baked potato, I put sour cream. And then I just put sour cream inside it. And then I steam my, like, zucchinis like that. I like broccoli. I steam all my food like carrots. And that's what I eat. And I just eat them plain like that. And it really helps me. And that no bother me. You know, I see my kids eating all this good stuff like steak, chicken. But I can eat chicken. He said I can eat chicken, but take out the skin. Chicken you can eat.
Or any kind of fatty.
Yeah, fatty. Try to stay away from fatty food. He said, I can eat meat if I like, but I don't care to eat meat already, see? But he said, you can eat a small portion of meat, but as long as there's no fat around, you know.
So you really gotta watch, you know?
Yeah, I gotta watch my diet. My problem, because see, only this much I eat, like just a little bit fat or something, that really affects me. So, you know, knock, from this day on, but I just hope that I don't get it again.
Yeah.
Because I've been suffering from way back in 1975.
Yeah, that long.
And guess what? You see, I got the whole envelope. You see that envelope right there? The big one. I had to bring them Honolulu. I had to bring all that to Honolulu.
Where did your record?
All my record and all my x-rays. And the damn thing is so heavy, I had to lug them all the way down there. Because they want to, you know, review that thing. Boy, you don't know cancer. What I went through, boy, I kind of really abused myself.
You gotta go eat fish now then.
For real, yeah.
In the river up there.
Yeah. But you see these guys, there's a lot of friends here, they go fishing. And they know I like eating fish. And so they come over here, so, you know, these guys here, a good friend of mine. And which this guy, like, out here, thank you, fish.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys here, they sell me dollar pound, you know. But they don't sell to anybody dollar pound. Yeah, kind of helped me out too because of my health. And said, hey, no worries, bro, we take care of you. So every time when they come, I buy it. If they have like 50 pounds or 40 pounds, hey, I'll buy it. Even if I can buy it too, I'll buy it too. But that's for me, you know. Not only for me, well, what I eat, my kids eat too, so not too bad. Yeah. And that's the reason why.
Fellow, he don't go fishing.
He's a sick man.
He's a real sick man.
Yeah, well, not. Sick, but he got stroke once.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
you remember. Yeah, stroke, and Celo, he kind of, you know, he's my compadre, but he's a hard person. He don't even listen to the kids and the wife.
Yeah.
Because the next one is gonna be worse. Who knows? He might lose his life. You know. And he's still smoking. He's still smoking.
Oh,
hard. Smoking. Hey,
yeah,
out of the life. And I'm glad, you know. I'm glad that I don't smoke and drink. So, you know. That's what I'm happy about. See, that's only my kidneys. The reason why I got these kidneys is because the kind of food that I eat too. It's not because I'm lack of water. It's the kind of food that I eat.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's what the doctor tell me. So that's the reason why he gave me a strict diet. That if you go on this diet, you'll never go wrong. I tell you right now, he tell me that. And I gotta believe my doctor because he's a specialist, and
he's all that kind of food too. All that kind of fatty cut out of it. Good for you too.
Generally. Yeah, yeah. And you know, I like to eat like apple, orange every day. I like to eat like avocados, you know, all that kind of foods. Yeah, that I can, you know, pick on, and like grapes like that. And my wife buy a lot, you know, for me. And only when I like grapes, I bring only one handful. But I get my soup, and then I get only my. Sometimes I bring like two slices of toast, you know. That's all I bring. And, you know, like either apple or grapes or whatever food I bring. That's what I eat.
You don't crave pork lettuce?
No, I don't crave because you know what? I tell you something, Ken. Believe it or not, me, I like my Chinese food. Me, I like cow you. I like spare ribs. I like my oily food. And I went to a lot of parties now, you know, these past couple of months. And no bother me at all. Really, no bother me at all.
Oh,
yeah, for real, yes, my wife. I go over there and I look at the food and I just pick the one I want, you know, I can eat. You know, like this last couple of weeks, we went to this big party at the marina. This holy guy and this Filipino girl got married. And boy, the food had cow yolk, had spirit. Hey, you name it, had fried shrimp. You can eat up to your neck. You know what I mean? It was just filled with food. And I look at that, and the lucky thing had toss green, had raw fish, and the kind of food I can eat. You know.
That's only in Kalua the people.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, Kalua three pigs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big body.
And you know the pig was big, like this table. And I put them in the same hole. And the guys, you know all these holy guys, I'm telling you, I told you, they couldn't believe that I put the three pigs in that. You put that in the air, bro. You watch the next day when you take them out. About a flat on the wire.
Yeah.
You know. Well, everybody, they have these different techniques of Kalua pig. And I know a lot of guys been come, you know, talking to me about, hey, Vic, you know, your Kalua pig is so moist. How come your Kalua pig is so moist, not dry? It's because, you see, the technique is, I don't show everybody. You see, what I do after the rock is all ready, everything ready to put in now, I put this pipe inside, underneath the rock. One kind of long pipe, about 8-foot pipe, about 1-inch pipe. Yeah? And that 1-inch pipe, I stick them inside a hole. And I put water inside. I look at my time, at least about, let's see, my 8 minutes or 10 minutes. I let the water go inside. That is the steam.
So he steam on
yeah,
that
he steam the pig.
Okay, more liquid than
more liquid, yeah. He come moist,
yeah.
And once I know that bugger is steaming, and then I close it one time, I put the soil on top. After I put the soil on top, I got different ways of color pig, Kev. Did you go see guys color pig already?
Yeah.
My style is different. I don't cover the whole hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get, that's why I said, everybody live and learn, eh? I get my own way of, you see. After I put my broth bag, and I put this thick plastic, white plastic, I make them double. And I put them over the broth bag. After I put all my tea leaf, my banana and everything, No? And then I put all the broth bag on top, and then I put this thick white plastic on top. But I make them double. Because this bugger here is strong, it's plastic. And so what I do, after I measure the plastic and then I put it down, I just put the soil right around, only just the edge.
Oh, just the edge.
Just
for
the
block
edge.
Off the
just for block up, nothing steam come out.
So the plastic can keep it aside.
Right. And then when you see, after when you cover them up now, and when you see these plastics there, full like, you don't have to worry because you know what? Everything is in there. See?
Oh, so that's how you watch them.
That's how I watch them. Once you see one place, they kind of sagging down.
Then you know something.
You know it's still leaking someplace. But knock, yeah. All the little pig I make, the bugger is like on balloon, you know.
Okay.
And when you go the next day, and the bugger is all flattened already, you know.
If he leak, how you fix that guy?
You add some more soil inside, and then you add water, for make them just like muddy, like, you know.
Oh.
For make them live. Dinner ready, yeah? Hey, well, how come you guys say, be rude? You never take the papaya, yeah? Go get the papaya. I want 3 green papaya, big one. That's Mr. Guerrero. Okay? You know, because I cook dinner.
Oh, you got to
cook dinner. No, worry about that, Ken. No worry about that. I like to talk about it. But anyway, that's a trick about Kalua pig. I got a lot of my Hawaiian friends that say, hey, brother, you good, brother. I understand you call what you speak, you know. You tell me like that, I say, yeah. And they kind of, you know, like to know my tricks, eh? So I tell them because I guess you got to find different ways of doing it. You know, it's just like going to school, you know, you got to still learn it.
Yeah.
You know, you learn and you learn something
new.
Yeah, right. And that's what I do. Even like when I go see these guys, I said, I see my friends, I said, hey, I'm going to come to a pig this weekend. If you guys get anything to put in Sarajevo, like potato, breadfruit, taro, you know, or you get one big turkey, or you get a couple of chicken, or and like this guy, you know, I call him all the time, you know, this rice pudding? He said, hey, wait, I got my rice pudding. They put it right inside there. Hey. But this guy here, I tell you, he make the best rice pudding, this Portuguese guy. Because actually, rice pudding, not the Hawaiians that the kind. It's the Portuguese.
They bring that.
The Portuguese they bring that. It's not the Hawaiians. Yeah. And this guy is bad. I tell you, boy, when I taste his rice pudding, I taste other guy's rice pudding, this guy, nobody got
yeah.
This guy got them all. And so that's the reason why, you know, I kind of find different ways because, you know why? Who knows, some days I might go into catering. I don't know, Ken, you know. That's why I said.
Sounds good.
I want it. That's why I said. If I want to retire now, hey, who knows, my probably I might go into catering because, hey, so long I can get the manpower, I'll be the supervisor. You know how easy it is, eh? I get
make good, you make them good taste, you make good food.
For real.
Easy, you get the
yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway, since I know you can, I'm gonna give you, I get a couple of bags inside there. I'll make you bring them one package.
Oh,
and then what you do is, you take this bugger here, you get one steamer, eh?
Yes.
Okay, you put this inside one steamer, and you put a little bit of water underneath, and you let them steam. Or not, you put them in a microwave, you know,
mm.
And then you microwave that bun. And you try to get a little pizza, that's really something about it.
Sounds special.
Yeah, or not, you know how for cooking with hate cabbage, right?
Mm, color cabbage.
That is better yet.
Oh, yeah.
That is better yet, I'm telling you.
Where you make your color pig? You know, yeah.
Right in the back.
Oh, yeah, you can be.
After we finish,
there.
I'll show you the place where I color a pig. I get all my things, all. As men, Paul, no need work. I tell you, Ken, I get them all. Yeah.
So that you spend your time, a lot of time like that now?
Yeah, yeah. So that's the reason why I...
You know about hunting like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, talking about hunting, I've been hunting for these past 7 years, goat hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, 2 years ago, they closed the place. You know, there's a lot of guys, they go over there, just sneak in and just shoot the animal, just for kicks. That's the reason why the state
you
closed
go up
for
here.
2 years. Yeah, cooking.
Oh,
cooking. Yeah.
Oh.
7 years prior to that, every year we go, we shoot at least about 11, 12 goats. But that's all, not only me now, my son and friends, you know, we go. Because that's one goat per person, eh? But hey, we know that place, Ken. I know that place, they call it Kukui Trail. But this is the place. Kukui Trail is really, you know, everybody know that trail. But you gotta go to a place where the goats stay.
Mm.
Hey, I tell you. Not 1 year we get whitewashed.
Yeah.
We just sit down there, Ken. We just sit there and we just sit on the trail like on Duke. And we let everybody bang, bang, bang. Mama, all of a sudden you hear the goat, nah, coming up. I tell you, yes, my son, they tell you. We just wait till the goat come up. You see the one whole flock coming up. And we just get ready. And we just open fire. But I tell my boys, when you shoot, don't shoot the small one. Always shoot the billy or the nanny, the big one. Don't shoot the small one. So they, you know, they know how to shoot them. But, and I tell them, when you shoot, don't shoot blind. Always shoot them by the neck. Because you like to save the body, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't want, some guys when they shoot, they just blast everything through the body. And you don't want to see the stomach all bust up. See?
Right.
you see, when I shoot goat every year, I always shoot them right by the head or by the neck. Because goat is a kind, weak kind type animal. You know, even one dog, just give them a 5 pounds, they did. But only the good up in the mountain because they jump a lot, right?
Yeah,
definitely not.
And, yeah. I don't know, I came home early, so I think the boys are still down there. They won, you know. They slept in before I came home. Yeah, they played, they keep on playing. So if they win this afternoon game, they play until tonight. So hopefully, I'm just praying that they win. So, you know, I get one interview now with my friend here. So after we get this interview, I probably might get down and talk to them. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Bye. All right. Oh. Well, anyway, Vic, maybe we should kind. I should get to the second battery.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the kind.
All right.
Anyway,
put it in the seat.